relationship. He wants to bring you to partnership. That's what he wants to do with you. You know, ah, my God, oh, that you will come to a point where you can talk like Paul. You know what Paul said? He says, we are laborers together with God. He said, you are God's husbandry. I'm working with God to plant in your life. What a mindset. Listen, we are all children of God, but people are at different levels of consecration. The people he was talking to are Christians too. He says, we are partners together, laborers together with God, and you are God's vine. Some people have positioned themselves in Christian devotion to be receiving. But some others, God plants with them. Like Isaiah, you get the privilege to be summoned to the throne room of God where executions, planning is being done. And you hear God saying, who shall go for us? Whom shall I send? And you say, here I am. Listen, the only reason Isaiah was brought there is because God knew Isaiah's heart. He knew he'd be willing to go. Some people, their faith in God is hinged on the things they're planning to get. So once they get Isaac, you may not see them in church again. But as proof that it was never about Isaac, even when God says, give Isaac, you just need a sleep before you bind Isaac. Take him on a journey to the mountain and you bind him there. I remember the early stages of this ministry. Everything was by faith. To buy microphone by faith. To buy podium by faith. Everything. To pay rent by faith. And then things were getting stable. We had 300 members, you know, and things were getting stable. For a long time, my allowance as a pastor, full graduate, was 2,500 weekly. And we were already at the cinemas, Silverbed Cinemas. I'm not talking about long ago. Some of you forget because of how far God has brought us. Just 4 years ago, we were at Silverbed Cinemas. 4 years ago, our total attendance, CCI Global, was 230. But things were beginning to stabilize. And then God tells me, go to Abuja, start afresh. Ha! You know, the story is sweet now. It's sweet now. But listen, man, it took sacrifice. All right? It took sacrifice. And then, you know, the devil will come with suggestions. You know, they're going to start afresh. So now, those days, people will ask, where is the headquarters? So now you're picturing, okay, where am I? You know, what if I go there, only 12 people? Because I had no assurance. I see, we did no feasibility study. We didn't know people were following our ministry. God just says, go. Hallelujah. If you don't learn this, your prayer will be a waste of time. Because no matter how long you are praying, God knows your heart. He knows the instructions you will not obey. And so he will not waste his time. So there are some things he would have told you that he will not tell you because you're so set in your ways. There are some things you already want to do. Have you seen people? I mean, they will nod 1,000 times when they're talking. It is still what's in their heart they will do. And some of you have that same character when it comes to the Lord. But when you come to the point where, like Paul, you say, I know whom I've believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to his hands. You surrender your entire life to him. Lord, whatever instruction you give me, give me. Listen, it will take you to a new level. Divine direction will come to a new dimension. When God says, I know Abraham, he will instruct his children after him. God likes doers. God likes doers. The anointing functions on dead men. It functions the most on dead men, men who are dead to self. You will start seeing more power in your life. You will start seeing more signs in your life, more confirmations in your life. When God can tell you, I remember Many of you don't know, I had a secular job. I was at my office one day, working, just doing my normal work, and the Lord said to me, resign. Are you listening to me? You know, so now, a lot of people look at us in the present, and they think that there are some things they admire. If you don't learn the consecration, you can never see the results. You can't. You can't. You can't. The last time I was in Abuja, there were 1,500 people in attendance. 3 years after. And a lot of people look at that. You know, a young minister, after the service, held me. He said, sir, when I look at this, I wonder, can God ever use me like this? In my mind, I'm like, that's the problem. That's the problem. You don't know that if there were only 50, I won't consider myself a failure. That's what you need to learn. You care too much what people think. You care too much. You're looking too much at social media, what other people are doing, until you die to self. Ah, let me teach you something that will change your life. God is God-centered. He loves you, but he is most committed to his own plan. And so one of the most powerful things you can do with your life is to discover the direction of the waves and align. If you are swimming against the tide, that's why you are struggling. Get a boat and surf with the waves. Everyone that saw extraordinary power, they were aligned. It wasn't because they were prayerful. Even though prayer is important, what is more important in prayer is priority. What is God doing? If you go where God says to go, you will find him there waiting. You will find his provision there. You will find his power there. That's what you need. That's the breakthrough you need. Where you come to a point, God can tell you, leave where you are now, relocate. And like me, you can relocate your entire family, withdraw your children from school. God said to move. Those are the men that God would use. He can talk to Abraham and say, go to a place I will show you. You start going without direction. Where are you going? I don't know. God said to go. You start moving. The problem is you want to keep your security and keep your devotion. It doesn't work. There has to be a selflessness, a consecration. The priority must be God. Hallowed be your name. I don't really care what people think. I don't really care people's assessment of me. I will go where you will have me go. I will go. My dad was talking to me the day before yesterday. He said, I thank God I didn't stop you. Now I will look, if I would have looked bad today. I thank God. But you have to understand where I'm coming from. You know, when I invest, send you to a private school, then you finish and you say, God called you. Put yourself in my shoes. I say, I understand, sir. Hallelujah. My question to you today is, will you do what God will have you do? Will you go where God will have you go? I'm going to lead you in prayer today. You're going to realign your perspective. Some of you, you've been so hardened in your hearts. God cannot even talk to you. There are some things God cannot bring up. But as you put that aside, God is going to shatter your current structure. He might shatter your current structure. He might give you hard instructions. He might tell you that money you received, give it. He might tell you resign. He might tell you keep that job that you want to leave. He might actually tell you to relocate. A lot of people think the instructions of God must be hard and difficult. It's not about whether it is hard or difficult. It's not about the nobility of it before men. It's about God and his plan. Like Paul, you just say, I'm in a fix betwixt two. To depart and be with Christ is far better. It might not be far better in the eyes of men, but it's far better. He says, but to stay is fruitful labor to you. I'm going to pray. And as you pray, the Lord is going to show many of you visions. His power is going to come on you, because every altar that is prepared will see fire. Did you hear what I said? As you prepare your heart with consecration, as a confirmation, fire will come on that altar. It will be a sign of a new covenant of consecration. a new direction for your walk with God. And then the instructions will start coming. Let me tell you with assurance and from experience, no matter how difficult it seems, do it. Did you hear what I said? Do it. Do it. God has tried me many times. Give this money. Go this place. Give this, you know. And then when God can walk with you, he will open the resources to pour in your direction. I was in the restroom one morning. He said, send money to this person. As I sent money, she called immediately, crying. I said, what is the matter? She said, now I know that God hears my prayer. I said, what is the matter? She said, I just prayed now. God, please send me help. She said, I just prayed now. She said, please, did God tell you? I said, yes. So she was happy in my mind. I was like, no be your fault now. No be your fault. But some of us are used to it. Ask my wife, she will tell you. God only tells me what he is sure he's ready to do. Because if he tells me, I will do it all. I will do it. If God tells me to drop this work, hand over to Pastor T, hand over to Pastor Mayo, I will do it. You will hear after I've done it. I'm not here for the fame. I'm not here for the applause of men. I'm here because God said to be here. Are you ready? Stand to your feet. Kamande leboko sekipo hosh. Elijah called fire on the altar. You are the altar of God. If you prepare your heart, a fresh fire is going to come on it. You're going to pray this simple prayer right now. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I realign my motives in any way. I have been unreceptive to your leadings and to your plans and to your direction. I repent. I repent in the name of Jesus. Redirect my motives. Redirect my heart. Begin to pray right now. Light guy, redirect this so that you don't blind people. Redirect this light. Pray, everybody. I'm telling you, you are going to need more passion than that. You're going to need more passion than that. You're going to need more passion than that. Make sure you focus on your own as God is touching people. I told you, as you align your heart, the fire will fall. This is the place, Kalamaya, where flesh gives way. Do to me what you want. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place where flesh gives way. Do to me what you want. I'm ready, oh God. Here I am, I'm in your presence. Do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Here I am in your presence. Do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you rattle in tongues right now. Hey, this is
of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place where my flesh gives way. Do to me what you want. Hey, this is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. Katalamaya. This is the place where flesh gives way. Do to me what you want. Hey, this is the place of encounter.
Of greatness is very cheap for him. It doesn't take him time. It doesn't take him anything. He can bring favor from a far country. He says men, he will summon men to do his bidding, saying, my counsel will stand. I will accomplish all my purpose. The real thing you must answer is, why would he do it? Because like I told you, he's God-centered. He's committed to his own plan. He's committed to his own plan. And so he tells David, he said, I've lifted you from watching over sheep and made you king of my people to execute my counsel, to bring them to a place that I've ordained. David was very smart. He aligned himself. He said, I know you are doing it for your namesake. I know you are doing it for your people. He said, do as you have said. Do as you have said. I align myself. Do as you have said. Make a name for yourself with my life. Make a name for yourself with my life. Make a name for yourself with my life. Make a name for your... As you pray that prayer, I'm telling you, fire will fall. Make a name, helper. Make a name for yourself with my life. It's a new level of consecration. A new level of consecration. A new level. Protocol, keep your eyes open. A new level. A new level. Kasamande rekune mande repetaya. Make a name for yourself with my life. Make a name for yourself with my life. Kasamande Rebecca Tose Menekapaya. Aleria de Leboko Shekataya. Arata Lamande Rebenemo. Demenemohoya. Listen to me. I show you a secret. Hannah might have been looking for a baby for a long time. But the day she said, if that baby comes, I will give him to you. That was the day the answer came. You have been too committed to your own plans. Aligned with the will of God. Ask yourself, this money you have been coveting, if it comes, what will you spend it on? That's the real question. This influence you have been coveting, if it comes, how will you use it?
the question you must deal with now. Because I'm telling you, it takes nothing for you to receive it. Nothing. Nothing. Align your heart well. Align your heart well. Listen to me. There is an anointing for greatness. I am not trying to be religious about this. There is an anointing. God can show you in a dream, you who doesn't belong to a political party, he can show you 12 stars bowing. You don't have any political experience. He just gives you a dream. And then he orchestrates you to the throne. It's the same yesterday, today, forever. What matters the most is your alignment. Let me tell you something. Demonic oppression cannot exist in a vessel committed to God. It's not possible. You can be fighting warfare prayers, but when you give the Lord your heart, listen. Stop. You can't spend time theologizing. You're a born-again Christian. You can't have demons, and you're correct. The fact that they can't stay inside you does not mean you can't see their activity around. And consecration is the major way to ward off the enemy. I'm going to give you a few more minutes. This is a do-it-yourself moment. As you pray now, listen. You're going to pray in the spirit. As you pray in the spirit, mark my words. Demonic oppressions will drop off people. Many sick people will be healed. Listen, the day you say you will use your energy for Jesus, that's the day that sickness will die. That's the day it will die. Because your health has kingdom value. Are you listening to me? I want to give you just 5 more minutes. You will rattle in tongues violently. A prayer of consecration. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost now. Pray in the Holy Ghost now. I'm telling you, your life is about to change. 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 Take notes. He's giving you instructions. Get ready to write them out. Some bunk sacks. Some bunk sacks. Some bunk sacks. Kasomba popa baba 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 ba haya. Kipo popo popo popo. Limbong som praktaka takong som bet agnes. Emene hashes. Kemene moho. Brutu zuzis. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'm about to pray for you now. But this is the biggest secret of the kingdom. There are some people, God takes their matters personal. He takes it personal. Imagine, the anointing has come on you as the family through whom the Messiah will come. I'm talking about Abraham now. Then you now go somewhere, even if you were wrong. And Abimelech takes your wife to his bedroom. Because of the premium placed on your family, the relevance of your family to the kingdom, Abimelech must dream. He must dream. It wasn't just because Abraham was special. It was because of the assignment he had. That's what makes supernatural experiences bountiful in the lives of some people. It makes it bountiful. I want to pray for some people. I wish I had enough time to explain why I'm doing this. But if you've seen me in a dream ministering to you recently, raise your hand. Recently. Come forward. emphasis on recently. It's one of the signs in our ministry. So virtually everyone has had those experiences. But recently. Now, let me tell you this. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you this. One of the simple signs of our ministry is this. By pattern and observation, when God wants to kickstart something in your life, He uses the man of God He has sent to you. And even if it's a move you are not even aware of, He will come in any way He chooses. And sometimes He comes through your dreams. If it is a sickness that needs to be healed, He ministers to you there. Protocol, keep your eyes open. The Lord is touching people. If it is a ministry that is about to start, He can kickstart it there. Because honor opens you up to the miraculous consistently. I don't even have to be aware. I want to pray for you now. Lift your hands. You saw it in the dream. So there can as well be a manifestation in real life. Whatever it is that the Lord is ready to begin in your life. As I stretch my hands over you, some of you feel the anointing already. I kickstart it in the name of Jesus. Receive! 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 Kasamande repaka shenda. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. There shall be. Listen, if it is a demonic oppression that must stop, I bring it to an end now. If it is a grace for the new dimension, the new level, the new assignment, touch. Kemandon sepene matakaya. If it is a confirmation of what the Lord has already told you, touch. Kamande lemande kapos. Antons, the word of the Lord, touch, is honored in your life. Honored in your life. Honored in your life. Honored in your life. Touch. Honored in your life. Touch. This is the place where flesh gives way. Do to me what you want. This is the place of encounter. Of encounter. Where flesh gives way. Where flesh gives way. Where flesh gives way. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place where flesh gives way. Wait. Do to me what you want. This is the place of encounter. Here I am in your presence. If I prayed for you in front, you can return back to your seat. Himande vekapite prangdos. I hope I'm not wasting your time. We're rounding off soon. Now, listen to me. Let me tell you what the Lord told me. The Lord told me this. For as many of you who believe and receive, you can return back to your seat. Pastor T, help me. Help me over there. He said, the first thing, and this is why I keep emphasizing consecration. God bless you. Return to your seat. This is why I keep emphasizing consecration. The Lord told me this. He said, I want to work on the heart of your members. He said, and when they get it, I'm going to bring resources their way. Resources they never even dreamt of. See, God is raising an army in this church to change the world. I'm telling you. I have been saying this since we were five as a ministry, before the church started officially. I know what I'm saying. Do the math. If God is going to use this ministry to change the world, and it is capital intensive, and he's going to do it with people inside, it means your life is going to change. And so there are some things you must establish. Listen, when you see people on the internet living a lavish and a petty lifestyle, you are different. There is a covenant on your life. I know, listen, our service to God is by grace, all right? But there is a partnership on your life. You are different. You are different. Stop trying to be like your colleagues. You are different. I give you a wise advice. Put money in its place. Listen, God is still a jealous God. Don't allow money compete for his space in your heart. Trust him in such a way, if he tells you, give this, you give it instantly. Do this, you do it. Go here. Listen, if you are afraid, especially regarding money, you can't follow God's plan for your life. Because you have to have the audacity to trust God when he says, stop this business, move here. That's how divine leading works. People who are scared cannot be led by God. Conquer fear, conquer money, and then flow with the leading of God. I'm going to pray generally for your walk with God, your prayer altar, and then I'm going to pray about this. For every one of you whose heart is prepared, the resources are coming your way. God gave us a word. Reboot camp last year, he said by December, 10 times better. Did you hear what I said? I pray for you right now. Every one of you who has embraced God's divine assignment for your life, let the resources rush towards you. You are sponsored in that assignment. I'm telling you, people are coming from far and near to favor you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, favor is coming from near. Favor is coming from far. Favor is coming from strangers and from friends. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, the earth is yielding an increase on your behalf. Your investments will not lay in waste. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your walk with God. The Lord told me several years ago, he said, too many people depend on your graces for you to be fluctuating in your devotion. When you come to a point of responsibility and partnership, you stop doing what other people do. Someone can go a full day without praying. Not you. You're on assignments. Everything trying to keep you mediocre, let the fire of God consume it now. Let your prayer altar catch fire. Let your prayer altar catch fire. Let your prayer altar catch fire.
By this new fervor of devotion, the things you have been trying to conquer in terms of habits, you conquer them effortlessly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you are coming to a partnership in your devotion with the Lord. The Lord will begin to wake you up from your sleep to say, son, daughter, there is this church you must pray for. There is this pastor you must pray for. There is this country you must pray for. God will speak of you like he spoke of Abraham. He will say, I know you. I can count on you. I can count on you. So shall it be. Listen, this week you're going to pray in the spirit like never before. That drag in your walk with God has been lifted. You are free in your devotional fervor. Free, free, free. Nothing is holding you down. Nothing is holding you down. And as you step into this partnership with God, hey, listen, he says, this is the rule of prayer many people don't know. It's not just about the calisthenics. It's not just about the words you use. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It is first about consecration. Oh, listen, as you put into practice what you've learned, I see you moving mountains. I see you causing walls to fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will be said of you, things that have turned the world upside down are here again. Listen, I keep trying to avoid this, but the Lord keeps reminding me, you are here, you submitted a proposal for a contract. Run here, quickly. Someone at this side. Listen, if you are shy, all right. I try to avoid it, you know, about four times. Stretch out your hands. The word of the Lord is honored in your life. Touch! Cantalamande rebos. And his favor will be evident on you. Lift your hands. The word of the Lord is honored in your life. Come quickly, please. Come quickly. Don't be embarrassed. The person I'm talking about, it has to do with oil. It has to do with oil. If you're not embarrassed, who is that person? Hallelujah. If you're sick in your body, place your hand on yourself. Nobody is profiling you. I just want to pray for you. So if you're the person, let me know. If you're sick, I'm coming back. If you're sick in your body, place your hand on yourself. I command that sickness to leave your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thou devil of sickness, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Listen, there will be multitudes of testimonies from this meeting. Mark my words. Some of them in 7 days or less. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will be a confirmation of these words. The word of God is honored in your life. Honored in your life. Honored in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much. I give you one final instruction for 20 full seconds. You are going to rejoice hysterically as if God has given you from this meeting. It will be as though you just developed wings and started flying. And you know, with scripture, it says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. In the normal scheme of things, you don't see men flying, but you will fly. Meaning the progress in your life will break all the laws of progression. You're about to take a flight. Say amen like you believe. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name.